Yeah, what's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Now, this week, I want to talk about how I opened music submissions, and I got 500 submissions from artists all over the world, and I'm actually super excited to dig into it and to listen to the music. I'm thinking about going live on YouTube probably tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and I'm going to listen to the reviews live, so if you guys want to see my real genuine reaction to your music, make sure you guys tap into my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. And I'm also, of course, going to highlight the best songs that I find on the podcast. I'm definitely going to promote it on my Instagram page. So I hope that there's some gems. I'm sure there's some gems in there. But you guys also know I'm just one person. If I don't like it, that don't mean somebody else out there don't. But I'm looking forward to seeing what we got. But now let's get straight into it from this week's guest, man. My interview with Lola Brooks. And of course, I hope you guys enjoy my new intro for the interview. Dom K, baby. I'm trying to get down with you. I need an interview. I'm trying to get down with you. What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk, and I have a very special guest in the building, man. The hottest out right now, Lola Brooks, is in the building. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
You look like you're doing great, man.
I'm trying.
Why do you say you're thriving, man? You're thriving.
Ooh. Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been working
God.
On my rhymes, Lola. I like that. That was cute.
No, but seriously, Lola, you have been grinding for a very long time, and it's super dope to see you finally get your flowers, and honestly, it's crazy that it's not even like a new song you put out. It's like a song that was...
That been out,
resurfaced, and it took off. Like, even my mom, she's like, who are you interviewing today? I was like, all I said was, don't play with it. She said, don't play with it. She finished it for me, so it's like...
You gotta FaceTime her after.
I should. Yeah, yes, sure. We will. But it's crazy to see in real time, like, how you grow, how the song touches people of all ages. How does it feel for you?
It feel good because I always said it to myself. I was like, I want to make music that's for kids, like, toddlers, people younger than me, my age, older, older.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because I was saying to myself, but I don't think my music fits for, like, the older people not gonna like my music.
Yeah.
Like, I sound kind of gangsta, but I was wrong.
Yeah, you're definitely wrong. Honestly, you saw Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
It's like, and North, you cover both spectrums. I love that.
That was my favorite one.
Was it?
Yeah, it was my favorite
one. You had a lot. You had Cardi, you had Kim,
Yeah, but it was to the point that it was like a little mom and daughter duo, and I love my mom, so like they stole my heart with that one.
I love that.
Yeah.
How does it feel in real time? Like, do these people reach out to you after they repost a song, or is it just the song that's circulating?
No, I think they just genuinely just
like the song.
Sometimes I reach out though. Like, yeah, catch me in eight. They probably don't see it. But you'll catch me in a DM like, thank you so much. You didn't have to do that. I really appreciate that.
Honestly, once I saw Cardi reposted, I'm like, remix? Are we getting Cardi on the remix?
That would be fire.
I would love that.
That would be hard. That would be fire.
Do you already have a remix in the works?
Seth.
Why y'all acting like that? I thought we was family. What's happening? Yo, they act so different when the cameras come on.
No, she lied.
All right, so a remix is in the works.
Yeah.
When are we getting it? You can't tell me who's on it, but when are we getting it?
I don't know when. I really don't know when y'all getting it, though. I don't know.
You already moved on and gave us a new record. That's why I'm like, hey, wait, we ain't done.
I'm like moving on.
But we not like, done with it.
I know, but like, I got to keep feeding my fans because Don't Play With It was 2021. We in 2023.
I know.
And, of course, I'm not leaving Don't Play With It, though. But I still got to feed my fans, keep letting them know that I'm working. I'm not trying to...
I'm cursing.
Yeah. I'm not trying to half-ass it. I'm going to make sure I give them everything that I got. Like, I'm going to give my all.
Yeah. Well, I love the snippet you just released. This or that.
This or that.
Crazy.
Oh, I released the other snippet of another song, too.
What was the snippet?
I'm fiending. I'm not going to front. Like, I wish you would have, because I'm fiending to talk about that record. That's my favorite record right now.
Which one is? Tell me about
it's called Best Side, though.
Best Side?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
My best side. Mm. It's like, Even if you catch my flaws, it's my best side.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's an empowerment record.
Well, you know my records is like, it's empowerment, but it's intimidating.
What, are you doing that on purpose?
No, that's really how I am.
This is really how,
like,
you feel.
I don't know. I just be. I don't know why I'm like that. Like, I'm rough. Nigga on the tongue. I don't know why. Like, that's just.
That's my. That's when I'm mad. That's you.
Yeah.
Is it the ad lib that gets you to be intimidating? Like, is it like the like the warm up for you?
The ad libs is my favorite part. I used to hate ad libs. Mm. I used, like, it was like my top. If I had a top two, that was the top. That was the first thing that I hated.
Why though? It's like the bells and the whistles, you know.
I don't know, because I used to overthink. I'd be in studio overthinking. I'd be making some records and people in the room, and then I didn't know how to, like, hype myself up, because I would doubt myself a little bit. Mm. But now I'm like, girl, this shit ain't about nothing. Go in there and do your thing.
I love that you said that you used to doubt yourself, because it really is like gaining confidence the more you do.
Yeah, right.
So what was the moment when you were like, you know what, I got some shit and this is my shit? You know what I mean?
I'm gonna say the year like 2019 going into 2020.
Okay,
that's that between those years right there. That's when I was like, all right, I'm gaining my confidence. Like, I know that I'm that girl. Mm.
What was it? Was it a performance that had you feel like it? Or was it like an accomplishment that you did, you had wanted to do?
It was just the support from my team. Like, they, of course, they always supported me, but it was just, I kept having multiple conversations back to back with them saying, listen, we here for you. This is what you want to do. Be who you are. Like, stop listening to people. Be you. We got you. Like, you're not going, even if you fell, you didn't make it to where you can't get back up. Right. This is the time when you can make all the mistakes that you want to make. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool. So shout out to Team 80.
When they were saying don't listen to people, what was it that you were listening to?
You're too aggressive. I would try to change my voice up.
No.
I cringe listening to my old music, because that wasn't me. Like, I would just, I would literally be doing it because people was just always in my ear. Like, you're too aggressive and your lyrics is too... You got to dim them down. Like, I don't get it. Like, a lot of times people don't understand my lyrics. And they be like, I didn't get that part. And I always have to explain it. Damn. And then they be like, oh, okay.
So now you got to make niggas meet you on your level. Because you done leveled all the way up.
Yeah, like, get on my level. What? Get on my level. What?
That's so funny that people have this perception of you for being so aggressive, but you're really like a sweetheart.
I am, like, a sweetheart.
Mad cool.
I mean, I'm a Sour Patch Kid though.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can see that.
Yeah. Like, it could go from like 0 to 100 real quick. Mm. But I don't try to be
100.
Like, why? There's no point.
So for those who aren't familiar with, like, your background, I know you're from Brooklyn, New York. What part of Brooklyn are you from?
Bed-Stuy, to be exact, 11216, yurt.
And being from Bed-Stuy, like, what would you say are your influences musically? Like, what drew you to rapping?
All right, so before I get into the artist, I've never said this before, but it was definitely block parties for sure. Mm. Like, the block parties, like, had it going in Brooklyn.
And you guys have a lot of them. Summertime.
What? It was like mandatory for you to dance on your block, like, get to it. But 50 Cent, that's New York, but.
I mean, but no, 50 Cent's global.
Yeah.
That shit hit all of us, like.
Of course, Jay-Z, Fox, Kim, they all from the neighborhood. So Biggie, of course. That's like, every time I say them, it sounds biased, but it's like.
It's really what you heard.
Yeah. Like, well, actually, shout out to my parents, because that's the only reason I've heard it, because that's not really my generation.
Right.
But thanks to my parents, like, my stepdad, if I didn't know who Biggie was, it would have been a problem, because we was literally from the same neighborhood. Like, he was like, this is Biggie, and let me tell you, he used to record right here in his basement, and you want to go in the basement? If I said no, bang.
The basement's open?
No, it's like, it's, well, he had a friend, and his name was 50, and he recently passed. And he used to hang out with him, and he used to bring me to the house and then, like, show me, like, oh, Biggie would record here, and these are... Yeah, so...
That's really dope. By the way, my dad is the same exact way. Like, road trips, it's like, if you want to... I'll stop and get you this food if you can tell me all the words to a Tribe Called Quest scenario.
Road
like,
trips, damn. It was Jay-Z, but Jay-Z is still... My generations, but
yeah,
road trips was Jay-Z. Yeah, that man would blast that music all day. That's how I knew he was coming to pick me up from my grandmother's house or school.
You heard,
I heard Jay-Z for sure. Yeah,
that's hilarious. Damn, gotta love the dads, man. You have a good relationship with your dad? You're close.
I have a good relationship with my biological dad. He's he passed, but I had a relationship with him, and I still have a relationship with my stepdad.
That's good. Yeah, beautiful. How about your mom?
Oh, I love her. That's my best friend.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I love that. Is your mom, has your mom came to one of your shows? I know you've been doing a lot of shows in New York lately.
Yeah. The last show that she came to was the Barclays.
The Future one?
Yeah. She wanted to sit in the audience, though. She was like, I need to feel it. I need to see if these people really love my baby.
Man, you could tell. What did she say after she sat in?
She was like, I could have pissed on myself. Like, what, Ma? She like, yeah, I could have pissed on myself.
It's not even
I heard
real.
All them people singing your lyrics, Shanice. I'm like, okay, Mom.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's dope. It's dope that she gets to experience that and watch that with you. And hope she stays by your side on the journey.
Yeah, she the one. Well, actually, she the one that told me to leave my job.
Really?
For rap, for sure, yeah. She was like, if it's too much for you, you might as well just leave. I got you. Don't worry about it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's fire.
Yeah. I know it's like the first. You don't really hear that in hip-hop. Like,
with parents support. Yeah.
Parents would be like, leave your job. They normally be like, you better get a job because this ain't paying the bills.
Yeah.
Nah, she told me to get up out of there.
Wow. So how long did your mom hold you down?
She held me down the whole time, though. Literally. But, of course, me, I wouldn't really. Even times when I needed her, I wouldn't call her.
Yeah. I get you. I'm calling. I am that child.
Yeah.
I will make the phone call. Hey, guys.
I wouldn't call because then she worried too much. And then when I know I do got it, like I'm straight, she just bother me. Like, I can't deal with that.
I get that. Yeah. What's you got siblings?
Nope.
Only child. Oh, so your mom definitely worried. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so the older pressure would just be on me. I'm like, I don't have time for that, lady. I'm good, okay?
I love that. So, all right, cool. So, we talked about your background, where you came from. What were you like in school? Were you always rapping? Like, in high school?
Oh, it's so crazy. All right, so, one of my high school days, I was going to Acorn for, like, a year. My freshman year, I was going to Acorn. It's in Bushwick. And, well, borderline Bushwick, borderline Best Style. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, Freestyle Fridays. And my friends would be like, rap, go rap, go rap, because you be rapping, go rap, go rap. I went up there and said some whole bullshit. Like, I ain't even take it serious. It was horrible.
Like, wait, and people remembered you from that?
I hope not. They probably got, the school probably got footage of it. I'm not too sure.
Really? Oh, they documented it?
They probably did. I don't know.
I'm thinking this is
it's like a real.
Table.
It was like a real, no, it was lunch, no, but it was like a real school, like, it's like a real school thing.
Like, organized event.
Nah, it was like some, I don't know how to explain it. It was a Freestyle Friday Freestyle Fridays every Friday at the lunch at the lunchroom, but it was like people was really, I think like the staff of the school was really recording us though, like it was just something to do at lunch because we didn't have a yard really, we didn't have no way to like go chill for lunch.
So were you the only girl that was doing it?
I think so. I don't even remember. I didn't take it serious. Like, I always knew I could rap, but so I was like, whatever. Bullshit. I said some bullshit. I said some la-di-da-di. My mother know karate. I took her to the mall. She beat the Biggie Smalls. I said something like that. Like, it was something like I so like stupid.
Yo, early Lola raps be like.
Yeah, like, it was just stupid.
That's
like,
funny. So, you decided to take it seriously at what point? Like, what year?
2017, that's when I was like, left my job, everything, this is it, this is what I'm doing. Oh, all hell broke loose after a while.
Why you say that?
Because it was hard. Shit. I'm like, damn, my mom told me leave my job.
Did you regret it?
And then my team backing it up like, yeah, we going to be straight. Don't even trip. But I watched my mom take care of me by herself. Like, she was very independent. So it's hard for me, even if somebody say, yo, I got you, it's really hard for me to know that. Like, I know you got me, but
I'm just used to being independent.
I'm just so used to being independent. So Times got rough. It was, like, really rough. But I was like, girl, this is it. Like, we ain't going back. Like,
yeah. I love that. So I love that story because that's what I was telling you earlier. It's like, man, when you hit rock bottom, people don't understand, like, one, how it changes you, but two, it's like you can't turn around now because it's like, if I already hit this bottom, I have no choice. But to get back up.
Yeah, no choice.
What was keeping you going? Like,
my fans, my family, my team. I just, every time, like, when I would release, like, some type of content, whether it was just a video of something, an old song or a new song, I always got real good feedback. I never really got negative energy. I only got negative energy from, like, behind closed doors. Mm. It was never to the public. Oh, I probably did get a little negative energy from the public, but the love that I got, I knew it was so real. Yeah. Like, I could feel it. So it, like, overpowered the negativity.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. I'm really proud of you, seriously.
Thank you.
You represent us in such a good way. And when I mean by us, I mean women. I mean black women.
Black women.
I mean, like, you're just doing a great job. But, no, actually, before we get into the game, what's the song that you played a snippet of so I could play a snippet on the podcast and then we can elaborate on it? What is it? Just introduce it. No,
you don't. I kind of did that on purpose just to pull your hand.
You don't want to? We don't have to. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Aha! Yeah, I know what I was doing. I did good. Okay.
Yes. So, what's this new record super excited about?
Best Side. I'm super excited about it because it's basically me saying, okay, because my mom and my family and everybody always like, you're a celebrity and you're famous. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. So basically, it's like when I finally got into the big limelight, it's like I'm just letting y'all know right now I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. So when you taking pictures of me or you taking videos of me, just make sure you get my best side. But if you don't, it's cool because I'm always feel like I'm that girl.
Yeah.
But I'm not about to be perfect for the cameras. Like, it is, you get what you get.
You know what? Let's get into a little snippet right here. Here's Lola Brooks with Best Side.
All these niggas get chest eyes. Naturally a baddie. Double B's on the chest side. Big Gator coming straight out of Best Side. This coochie in the land, but you still can't test drive. Better get my best side. Giddy images, catch the left side. Better get my best side. I ain't worried about a nigga, I'ma get mine. Bitch, this not what you want. Back out some things, then we back out the trunk. Said I want a roughneck nigga on the tongue. 24 hours, day and night, we go.
I love that attitude because somebody told me, Charlamagne told me, like, don't portray yourself as something and then have to maintain it if you can't maintain it. So right. If you like being the cozy chick, be cozy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen. I did a whole freestyle in this jacket, and I got it on. I really want people to understand that I really don't care. Yeah. Like, I spend money on this jacket. I'm gonna keep wearing it till it gets dirty. Then I'm gonna take it to the cleaners
and wear it.
Put it back. Put it back on. Unless I can't fit it and I gotta pass it down to my kids. But I'm not perfect. I ain't trying to be perfect.
Yes.
I re-rock stuff. I really just don't care. Like, it's not even a pick me situation. I just don't care.
So we're gonna get into two games. The first one's fill in the blank, and then the last one is called to play or not to play with.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. You would never believe me if I told you blank.
Yo, what? You would never believe me if I told you.
It's okay. We'll go to the room. I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
Ooh, I'm not gonna say that.
Say
I
it.
Can't believe.
No,
okay, look.
Say it.
I can't believe it's a lot of things that I did. It's a lot of shit that I did. But I'm not gonna embarrass myself like that. I can't do that.
You're not
but
embarrassing
no,
yourself.
No, I did some shit,
Lola.
Man.
You're Lola now. It doesn't matter what you did.
Nah, but what? I can say like I can't believe. As a kid, I shaved my brows
off.
Short. Yeah, half of it off.
On accident? Or you
no.
trying to do the Soulja Boy?
I was young. Soulja Boy, we didn't even know who that was yet.
That was like middle school.
No, I was a baby. I was like 6, 7. I used to watch my mom line her brows up, and I went and shaved half of my brows.
Did you match the other one?
Nope.
No. So you just walked around.
Nope. And I think I got school pics too. When it was trying to grow back. Yep.
Woo.
I sure did.
Okay. I like that. That's a good one. The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I give a fuck.
Sometimes I look back on my life and...
Sometimes I look back on my life and wish I never would have fucked with that fuck nigga. That ass.
Oh my God. You know what? Save that one for the next segment because we're definitely going to be talking about relationships. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is... Mysterious.
All right, last one. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I made a complete fool out of myself. Hold on, what was it again?
You made a complete fool of yourself when you blinked. You forget the lyrics one time. You fall on stage. Fought somebody for a stupid reason.
Nah, man, I don't do those.
Okay.
Damn, I don't know. This is so crazy. When like when you really like have a real conversation about your life, you'd be like, oh snap, wow, I'm living. I was like, yo, shit just be happening. Like you don't even really sit to think about what be going on in your life. That's crazy. Cause yeah. I just be working. I made a complete fool out of myself when I made a complete fool out of myself when I was listening to these people about who I am when nobody could tell me who I am because I wake up to this body every day. I know who I am. They don't know who I am.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So fuck you.
Good save. All right. So now let's play to play or not to play.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you these scenarios and you tell me, would you let it rock? Or you're not playing with it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's your birthday and your best friend misses your birthday dinner. Are you like one of those?
I'm not even a birthday type of person.
No?
Honestly.
What's your sign?
I'm Aquarius. My birthday about to come up too.
Wow.
And I'm working on my birthday. So.
Wow.
Yeah. My birthday is like finished this year. Like I don't have a birthday.
Why are we doing that? That's not cool.
I don't. So being birthdays. It's like...
Oh, we're having a party.
Oh,
we're having a party.
Yeah, like, I don't...
Absolutely. Like... Okay. Well, I'm going to cut that one because now we got more shit to do. All right, so you have a new man and all is well, but he's not a roughneck nigga on the tongue.
Oh, no, he's going to be that.
It's mandatory?
It's mandatory.
And what if he's soft?
I'm from New York City. I'm from Brooklyn. I can't do a soft guy. I walk all over him.
What if you can like guide him to like, you know.
You cannot better. Guide a soft mandem to a rough neck nigga. it just don't work. He'd be crying. He'd be crying in bed. Just so you could hear him, so you could ask what's wrong.
Do you have empathy for it or nah?
Fuck no.
Okay. All right. So it gotta be.
I have empathy for you, soft guy. Just just not. I'm good.
You just no, I don't. Fuck that.
Fuck them, man. I'm about to be saying trying to. No, fuck that.
All right. So say you're in a situationship for a few years, and he tells you that he's having a baby.
Oh, I'm out. I dealt with that before. Pew, pew. Won't see me.
Out.
Don't. I'm gone. There's done up.
No reconciliation.
Fuck no.
Okay.
I'm out. I ain't playing with it.
Are you out immediately, or do you like?
I'm soon as he say such and such is pregnant. I don't care if she do what she feel like she need to do as a for herself. I'm out.
You don't want nothing to do with it.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay. So you go on the first date. And when the bill come, he asks if you're comfortable splitting.
I go on a first date? Mm-hmm. He tripping. She'll just, like, nah, he's tripping. I'm not with that.
No splitting?
For what? Like,
okay, no. Well, is this Lola, this the new Lola, or this old Lola, too? No splitting?
Old Lola? No.
Absolutely like, not.
No, because okay. You asked me to get out my bed to go on a date with you for the first time, and you asked me to split it. I might not even have it.
True enough. True enough. Okay, you're on a date, and your ex shows up.
Well, hello, motherfucker.
You're going to be cool?
No, I'm going to be like, nah, I ain't going to panic. I'm like, oh, what's up? What's up, bro? I'm a bro. I'm crazy.
Yeesh.
I'm like, what up, bro?
Has that happened to you before?
Nah, but my exes, hopefully, any guy I've ever dealt with, my exes, whatever, I'm pretty, like, solid on them having a lot of respect for me because I don't give them nothing but respect. So I don't think that, you know, they would disrespect me and my company for no reason. I would hope not, but, you know, you just never know with people.
You never know with people. Yeah. But that's good. I see that. So before you go, I just got to know, what's heavy rotation for Lola Brooks right now? Outside of your own music, who are you listening to?
I'm listening to R&B. Like, I'm listening to SZA. SZA is a little toxic. Patience
ain't no virtue with you. I don't waste it plenty of time. Basing around, ain't this cool. You would... on the side and let my mind wander too. You relentless, I don't need rent. Text me like I'm waiting for you to come lie to me. Oh, my days ain't to hurt me, I can't compete. Still on the way, I lay away, give you not around me. I'm so on you, still gone for you. Needing you to talk to me in your love language. Show me, yeah, how to connect to you. Help me understand how you speak your love language.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Nella Simone here. Thank you again for listening to another episode of We Need to Talk. If you enjoyed what you heard between me and my sis Lola, please make sure you thumbs up, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, share the podcast, man. Lola is super dope, and I'm super excited to see how far she takes it in the business. I think she is... you know, super talented. Like I said, I've been in the studio with her before. She writes fast, she records fast, and she's just a freak talent, man. So, shout out to Lola. If you guys aren't tapped in and familiar, it's time you get tapped in and familiar. And again, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page, subscribe to the podcast, tap in, and until the next time we talk, peace.